All That Glitters Is Not Gold, coming up next right here on The Parker J. Cole Show. Hi, and welcome to this edition of the Parker J. Cole Show. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know I did. Enjoyed myself immensely. And now, guess what? We are into the last month of the year. And guess what? I hope that your year has been the best year ever. Some of us, we do know that we've had some scary moments. Some of you know about my twin sister dealing with her second bout with cancer, and how she almost died back in May. But the Lord is so gracious, so good and kind to us that he spared her life. And now she just finished her last chemo session. So now we're just waiting for the results to make sure that the cancer has dissipated. I thank you so much for your continued prayers for her health. One of the things that's been so wonderful is that so many people from my church family, my author family, my regular family, my extended family, and those of you out there, you just reach out to us and let us know that, hey, we are praying for you. And my twin sister, of course, she's the other half of my soul. The fact that she is hopefully going to be on the mend is the best part. Right now, she's pretty weak from the chemo, but please continue to keep her in your prayers and ask God for complete healing so that his glory may be seen in her. We have a wonderful show today. We're going to be talking to authors Linda and Richard Nathan. They are the authors of the book, The Glittering Web. I can't remember how I came across this book. I'm trying to remember, but I can't remember. But I'm so glad I came across this book. It was to die for, absolutely to die for. I raved about this book. And those authors who I've had on my show before, you know I tend to blow up your Facebook messages with my thoughts about your book as I read it. And so it was just so much fun to read this story. But not just fun, it was very thought-provoking, as this book really highlights the dangers of the New Age movement, along with the occultic underpinnings of it as well. But we're going to get to that in just a few moments. So if you want to weigh in on a topic, you know you can. Call in at 646-668-8485, then press that 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag PJC Show, with your questions and comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
The Speculative Fiction Cantina is your weekly hypodermic injection of science fiction, fantasy, horror, alternate history, and things weird and wonderful in the world of books and writers. You'll hear from writers who bend the rules and drive the narrative. We ask authors the hard questions. We do the show in our pajamas. Join S. Evan Townsend on this journey over the rainbow and through the looking glass. The Speculative Fiction Cantina on Rightstream Radio every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Have you read the latest issue of SOARMAG Digital, the award-winning literary magazine for multicultural readers and writers? SOARMAG Digital is available quarterly and showcases interviews with the best authors in multicultural literature. SOARMAG Digital features craft and business articles for those interested in writing. If you're looking for a good book, check out our book reviews on what's hot in multicultural literature. For writers looking for new readers to get in front of, SOARMAG Digital is the perfect place to introduce your book. We offer advertising spaces that fit your promotional budget. Get your free subscription on SOARMAG.com or order a print issue on MagCloud.com. If you would like more information about SOARMAG Digital, check us out on SOARMAG.com or contact us at SOARMAG@Yahoo.com. SOARMAG Digital is the magazine for multicultural readers and writers.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Parker J. Cole Show on WPJC 104.5. Again, So very glad you are here with me today. We are talking about this book called The Glittering Web, written by Linda and Richard Nathan. It's available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. I'm so excited to showcase this book because this book is not just for your enjoyment, it's also for your edification, as well as for your education about the New Age movement, its underlying occultic practices, and the way you can come to salvation through Christ alone. Make sure you go ahead and get a copy of this book today on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce my guest co-hosts and contributors today, Richard and Linda Nathan. Guys, how are you doing today?
Well, just pretty flabbergasted by all this.
Pretty exciting, Parker.
Yeah.
We really appreciate the opportunity.
I am so glad you took time out of your schedule to be with me on the show. Like I say all the time, I never take it lightly because you could have been doing anything else. But the Lord saw fit to give you grace to be on the show just with me for a few moments so we can talk about this wonderful book. You know how much I enjoyed your book. And it's so funny to my listeners out there because I think I just blew up her. I didn't even, like, introduce myself. I just started talking about her book in the Facebook chat. And she probably was like, who is this? It's like the creepy guy that knocks on your door wanting to sell you something. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know, hello. You know, can you say hello first? But, yeah, so I was so excited.
I wish all our readers were like that.
Yeah, you definitely gave the best evaluation that we have had and caught several things that people didn't seem to pick up on, like the humor in it,
The irony that we, you picked up on all that,
You know, I just enjoyed the book. I read it as a reader, and it's so really nice to pick up a book that you don't expect to, you know, you have no idea what it's going to be about. I won't say don't expect anything, but you just know what it'll be about because the cover of the book is very simplistic, just a guy and a girl silhouette and a web. You're like, I wonder what this is about. And what I tend to do now, I don't read the blurbs now. I just kind of buy it, you know, because sometimes you want to be surprised, you know. Except let's get a book that looks really odd. Then I'm like, what is this book about? You know, I'm not going to do it until I know what it's about. But I thoroughly enjoyed The Glittering Web. And for my listeners out there, make sure you get your copy of The Glittering Web on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. Phenomenal book. It's already getting rave reviews, and I want you to be the next one to find your next new best book to read. But I want to talk about this book, but I want to get some clarity first, because when I found your book, I had no idea who you were, and then we were talking in Facebook, and I said, well, you guys sound so perfect to have on my show, so, but everyone else doesn't know who you are. So go ahead and tell us about yourself in your own words.
Well, I'll start, and it's really a back and forth thing between each other to say who we are, and I think we have to simplify it because it's a long story. So maybe I'll just start off the story and saying that I come from San Francisco and was raised as a Marxist atheist in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And the idea of God, I didn't even consider it. I mean, I didn't say, could there be a God? I just knew that was, according to my family tradition, that was just superstition. All religion was superstition. And that's what I was taught, and that's what I believed, and, you know, I was... The Bible in our house was Das Kapital by Karl Marx. I never read it. It was a really big book.
Really boring.
And But you know, it was like being raised in a poisonous swamp. But I was a swamp creature. That was my environment. I didn't realize that I was in a poisonous swamp. I just thought that's the way things were. And there, you know, and that there was no goodness, that there was no beauty. I didn't even have the category.
And what I find amazing is that you mentioned that you weren't even aware you were in the swamp. And I'll be honest with you, you're like the second person I've had on my show who came from a similar background where they had like Marxism was a background for their childhood. Plus, they had like that patriarchal authority where you can just do whatever you want to people in your home. So you're like the second person I had on the show. How interesting is that? But please continue.
Yeah. It's hard to believe there's others like that.
Yeah. Well,
scary,
the thing is, and that God was in the process of grabbing me, but I didn't know it. So, I mean, I was just kind of stumbling along in the dark. And I would just say that the first light that came into my life that was utterly different was that I met Linda, and she came down to a visit in San Francisco to stay at an anarchist commune that I won't go into the details, but it was bizarre. I mean, that could take a whole novel in itself. Mm-hmm. But anyway, somehow God put us together, and she lived up at Portland at the time, and she was just passing through. And let me just give you to Linda at this point and just to talk about where she came from.
Oh, well, I grew up in West Seattle, and a fairly normal middle-class family. Went to Sunday school when I was a little girl. And had a couple of encounters with Jesus Christ that I remember to this day. One of them was the words, "If you trust me, I am going to bring you out of all this." And I didn't know what that was. I didn't know who this was speaking to me. I didn't know what all this was, but it seemed to me there wasn't all this around me. There was a lot of darkness. I was an only child. My aunt was a spiritualist, and she was teaching me things, as I look back on it, mediumistic things and subscribing me to occult magazines like when I was 8 years old, things like that. At the same time, I was going to Sunday school for a few years.
Wow.
Anyway, I grew up with a sense of wanting to help people, and there was a certain sense that I used to think of myself like a plant. There's a tropism in a plant that longs for the light, and there was something in me looking for the light, but there was a lot of darkness in me too. And anyway, I went away to college, to a Christian college. I didn't choose it because it was Christian, but because it had a beautiful campus. And anyway, I spent my first year there. I got totally seduced by secular humanism while I was there and became a good liberal. And in the process, got involved in green Marxism and got a free trip to San Francisco where I met Richard. And right at that time, that was 1962, the 60s were just starting. We were living in the Haight-Ashbury when the whole thing, I don't know if people today even remember what the name the Haight-Ashbury, but it was the center of the explosion of the counterculture movement in San Francisco. And we started taking LSD together, and one thing led to another.
Marijuana.
Of course, it was much weaker back then, not nearly as dangerous as it is today. And anyway, that's the short version. From there, we spent about 14 years in New Age thinking. And so, I don't know if you have any more questions or if you want me to continue at this point.
Interesting. Oh, go ahead, Richard. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, and just there was a certain point in 1976 where God stepped into our lives in a dramatic and totally miraculous way. And for one thing, healed Linda of cancer, diagnosed, biopsied cancer, which a week later she would have had to have a
hysterectomy.
Hysterectomy. And but that a week before that scheduled appointment, God healed her.
And my doctor, it turned out, was a Christian who had been praying for me. all I knew was somehow this was the one I wanted to follow, Jesus Christ. I didn't know really, I didn't understand who he was, but he told me three things. He said, you're going to have a baby. I was 35 at the time. I couldn't have children, hadn't have been able to have any. Drop out of school. I was in graduate school at the time, and start going to this church, at this particular church we were at, which happened to be a very liberal church, but it had a very solid reformational underpinnings to it, Episcopal Church. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I should mention before we move into that section of our lives that in the years we spent in the New Age movement, we got very involved in a spiritualist New Age church in California where I became in training to be a minister. I became eligible for minister's papers in this New Age church, did mm-hmm. readings. I was known as Lady Linda. And
I was her assistant.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And I wore a big silver robe. And it was a real trip. And the woman who was the main minister was she had been raised as a so-called Christian, but her parents were into Masonry also, and I mean it was a real pot boiler of weird mm-hmm. stuff mixed with some Christian stuff. And anyway, so that was really awful too. That's another whole novel that we haven't write yet.
But the thing is, the point is, we were rescued.
We were
saved.
Yeah.
And it made it, I mean, a revolution in our lives.
Yeah.
And it hasn't stopped yet. I mean, we renounced the occult evil that we were up to our eyeballs in, and the demonic dealing with demons, you know.
The psychic powers that they...
And anyway, it was like this dramatic rescue being kind of ripped out of the kingdom of darkness, and not of our own will. I mean, it was like just like being rescued, being pulled out of the sea, you know,
out of a swamp,
and that's, you know, that was the point where we were saved.
Actually, our book, the testimonies in our book are accurate to the way God did it. That's one part of the book that's not fantasy, even though we made it these other characters, you know. I want to say something about the New Age thinking, what was so attractive about it.
Well, let me stop you really quickly, because what I want to do is take a quick break, and then I'm going to go into that, because we want to make sure everyone understands, you know, how you guys came to be. You guys came to be. You show that wonderful story of how the Lord brought you from two different backgrounds, and he just brought you out the swamp, as you say, and got you away from that occultic influence and demonic influence. So I'm very excited to know that. And so that is actually going to help our listeners out there who may be praying for loved ones who are caught in the occult and caught in New Age thinking. And for those of you out there, I hope you're listening in. If you want to weigh in on a topic, you know you can by calling in at 646-668-8485 and then press 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag PJC Show, with your questions and comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Christian authors and writers, welcome to Readio. Readio app, developed exclusively for showcasing Christian fiction and nonfiction ebooks and audiobooks. Losing sales due to incorrect algorithm influence categorization? Books lost amongst non-Christian content? Readio allows you to reach your target audience, who's eager to devour your Christian, faith-based books in a variety of subgenres. You write in a niche market. Readio solely caters to it. Become a content contributor and receive early notification of when you can start uploading your content. Go to twotigersllc.com and sign up today. Readio, the app for great Christian books. Follow us on social media at twotigersllc.
God gives humans the gift of making amazing stories to glorify Him. At SpeculativeFaith.com, our ministry is to help fans explore fantasy, science fiction, supernatural stories, and beyond from an intentional and biblical Christian perspective. We share daily articles and have extensive archives tackling hot topics like end times beliefs, the art of writing, creative excellence in the Christian subcultures, discernment, sex, magic, Harry Potter, and space aliens and the Bible. If you are a parent or anyone else with a discriminating palate, our reviewers explore fantastical novels, movies, television, and games in light of God's beauty, goodness, and truth. Want to find Christian stories? The Specfaith Library lists every fantastical novel we can find from a Christian author. It's all part of our mission to discern, engage, and enjoy fantastical human creativity in honor of our Creator, Jesus Christ. SpeculativeFaith.com, exploring fantastical stories for God's glory.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Parker J. Cole Show on WPJC 104.5. We are talking today to my guest co-hosts and contributors, Linda and Richard Nathan. They are the authors of the book, The Glittering Web, available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. So make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy today. Before the break, they were telling us about how they got together, how God brought them both out of darkness and into his light. Or as Richard said, out of the swamp. And when I think of a swamp, I've never been to one, and I probably won't ever go to one. But I think of a swamp, I think of it as dank, dark, dirty, and it just sucks you in like a vortex. And to think that God can bring them out of that vortex into his light just lets you know that God is capable of rescuing us from what seems like hopeless situations. And Richard and Linda, once again, thank you so much for being with us on the show to tell us your story. Because my next question you were going to answer on the other side of the break is, what is so attractive about New Age theology?
Yeah, well, you know, we were thinking about that, and again, this is kind of, it's not a simple answer, but we came up with a couple of points here that, first of all, it's very self-centered, and our society is getting more and more self-centered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So it really fits into the weaknesses of the flesh, you might say. And then we wanted to become heroes, you know. I mean, you know how the hero image is so strong, you know, the Avengers and superheroes. Mm-hmm. And somehow that was part of the seduction that, you know, as we got involved, especially taking LSD, it seemed like magic, you know, like mm-hmm. wow, you know, this is it. You know, I could feel like a hero. I could feel like God. I mean,
uh-huh.
And, you know, the only problem was I came down.
which we had in the book.
And mm-hmm. and the thing is, you know, people say, oh, you have a terrible bad trips, huh? And I said, no, they're all good, you know. You ought to try it. Anyway, to my shame, I got my younger brother to try it, and he only did it once, but he was really unstable, and it probably was really damaging to him, and which mm-hmm. I have apologize for and regret. But anyway, going on, we felt like we were needing taking part and possibly leading a new spiritual movement.
Mm-hmm.
That was another of the great temptations. And then psychic powers amplified this feeling. I mean, it seemed like we were had psychic powers at certain times, and we, you know, we would look at each other and something would go between us, and I just felt like this was this wonderful occultic power that was making us one. But it really wasn't making us one. It was making us two isolated prisoners. And then the big one was that we were chosen, that we were being led by wise spiritual beings who were discipling us.
There was really a sense of that presence too, you know, like there were these spiritual beings around us that were training us and leading us in certain books, and we felt like we were on the cutting edge of this battle with good and evil.
And see, we felt like that we were being led to become part of this white brotherhood. Now, this had nothing to do with color or anything. It was white, like white light, goodness, and we were going to stand in the battle against the evil forces. But see, both sides of these were the same thing. It was the devil and demons on both sides.
Masquerading
as
good.
And it was, you know, it was like an adventure in mythology. You know, you know how mythology is so in. I mean, you just, well, the Avengers and just
the Lord
know,
of the Rings.
The Lord of the Rings, Star Wars.
Narnia stories.
You know, it's this explosion of, well, what is sometimes called romanticism. And but it's really a love of mythology, you know, and seeing the truth coming through mythology, not through the scripture.
Another thing too is the psychedelic drugs, both marijuana and but especially LSD, really enhance the imagination. I would say they really inflame the imagination, so that you get everything's really colorful and intense and visionary, and it all seems very real. And you know, I mean,
and so much better than normal.
So much
life.
Better, very seductive, mm-hmm. very very mm-hmm. seductive experiences. And then actual psychic things would happen. When I was training as Lady Linda, I would do readings of people and things. I mean, demons do speak truth occasionally when they have to serve their purpose, like they'll tell you something about somebody and so that you can make that statement to them and look like you're really great or some, you know, like that.
And then they will use it to destroy you.
Yeah.
And to destroy the person you're
yes.
supposedly helping.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's the short version of it all.
Well, it's interesting you say that because the Bible says the truth will set you free. And when
yes,
the truth
exactly.
sets you free, but what happens is that demons do understand certain things. They know they're damned. You know, they know that.
Yes.
They're well aware of that. However, there's a war going on, and that spiritual warfare is very much apparent, particularly when you become sensitive to things that you cannot become unsensitive to. And
mm-hmm.
I always talk about this. It's actually through media. A lot of it's through media. People don't believe me, but a lot of it's through media. One of the things I'm aware of is the nihilism, and I've talked about this on the show before, about nihilism, how very rampant it is, and you can see
mm-hmm.
that when you see more and more children committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
reason why would someone commit suicide at 10? My nephew, who is 14, he'll be 15 next month, they just started school in September, and a boy committed suicide a month later. And you're sitting there, not my nephew, but someone in his class, commit suicide, and you're wondering what happened, why did that happen? Then you talk about the school shootings, and you know, you kind of think, okay, we can go, well, we just need to stop this, stop that. No, it's a heart thing, it's a spiritual thing that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm so glad
mm-hmm.
that your book, The Glittering Web, really exposes mm-hmm. the spiritual warfare, but it exposes
mm-hmm.
it in such a way that you have to understand that it gives you serenity on the top. But at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
it's just this dank swamp. And I'll continue to use that analogy
mm-hmm.
because, Rich, it's a really good analogy. It's this dank swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you were telling us, like, the attraction of New Age theology is that it's self-centered, is that you want to be a hero. It is that it gives you these very heightened experiences and seductive thrills. There's something to that, especially when you include substances like drugs, like LSD, and you mentioned that in another book we'll talk about later. You mentioned all these things there, too. And I was surprised, as I was listening to you, I had read a book years ago called Death of a Guru. And it talks about this man.
Oh, yeah, we read that.
Yeah,
we read that.
Death of a Guru. And in that book, for those of you listening, he was Indian man, I think. And he had been worshipped
uh-huh.
as a god. His dad went into a catatonic trance for 8 years and didn't move
yeah.
or anything. And he had just married his mom. His mom was like 15 years old, and she just had a baby. And the next thing you know, he's out. He's out the picture. And so they worshipped him as a god. And he actually became a god. And he talked about, you know, it's that culture. He talked about how people will feel like a warmth go through his body when they touch them. And so these experiences are quite real. But then he talked about.
Yes, they are quite real.
It was so funny. And I guess I should not have laughed, but I did. But what was so funny in the book as I was reading it was that he started to have these questions of faith when his favorite god, which is the cow, went and attacked him. And he said, why? This is my favorite god. He would say he would go out there every morning. He would put the flowers around its neck and worship the cow, whatever it was. And one day he's attacked him. He was like, well, why did you do that? You know, you're my favorite god. Why are you attacking me? And then his one moment was when he was about to get bit by a snake, or a snake had come. And all of a sudden his mom said, well, if you're ever in trouble and it seems like nothing else is going to do, call on a god named Jesus. And he said, Jesus, help me. And the snake went away. And the first thing he said in that book, he was like, who is this? You know, who is this Jesus that it happened? And so as I was listening to your story, that actually reminded me of that book, Death of a Guru, which is actually a very good book. But he also talks about how LSD was bringing about the psychedelic trips, but he wasn't on LSD when he took those trips to the different realms and stuff. We're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit.
I want to say something about the spiritual techniques used in the New Age, like a lot of them are Eastern religious techniques, can give you the same kinds of experiences as LSD. It just takes longer sometimes to get there.
Yeah, which is why yoga comes in, stuff like that. Go ahead.
I wanted to just say something that, you know, we mentioned imagination like a doorway, almost like it works like a drug. Now, that's not saying that all imagination is bad, but imagination used in a bad way, for instance, when you imagine or perhaps create a god out of wood or a god in your own mind, you're using your imagination, and then you worship it. Okay, when that happens, then imagination becomes a very destructive thing. See, in this particular time, imagination is being elevated, above scripture. I mean, just to a shocking way, that's really what C.S. Lewis said, you know, that imagination was more true than scripture. You know, not many people will acknowledge that he said that, because they kind of blank out when C.S. Lewis did things that were a little odd. But it's true, and people will just say, you know, well, if it comes by imagination, it must be good. And that is a dangerous doorway and an equivalent of taking LSD, which is like a way of expanding imagination. So you see what you imagine, and you see it out there.
I would say it inflames the imagination.
It inflames it. And so
it does marijuana today.
Yeah,
that's
it isn't
so powerful.
Imagination is a bad thing. It's one of God's gifts, but used the wrong way, it's very destructive.
We've done a lot of praying for God to cleanse our imaginations, because it was like being drunk on images, drunk on experiences. You know, in a way, I feel like I've been on a long drunk. And the Bible talks about you should be sober and alert, for the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, waiting to find who he can destroy. And it's very true. And I feel like we're seeing around us a whole generation just going off on the drunks of imagination and drugs, especially the really high THC pot that's so popular these days, and people say nothing's wrong with it. Well, anyway, we're here to say watch out. These are doorways of destruction, by God's grace, he totally lifted us out of it all, but by his grace alone. Truly.
I have to read Genesis 6 here. In Genesis 6:5 says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was evil continually. And he repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. SKJV. For my people out there, you know I'm a KJV lover, not a KJV onlier. And that was Genesis 6:5-6. And here's the thing. It's very interesting you talk about imagination, because in Christian circles all the time, we talk about writing for Christ, mm-hmm. or if you don't write for Christ, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And when you mention about imagination, the first thing I went to was when I saw this very interesting story some years ago, and I thought it was a story. I had no idea it was a Scientology article, and this guy was relating his experiences, and he was on Mars like 200 million years ago on Mars and something. I thought it was a story. To this day, I thought, oh, this is a really pretty good story. I mean, I like sci-fi like anybody else, you know? So I was just like, oh, it's a sci-fi story. And so I was looking for the author of this book, and I'm reading, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is Scientology? You know, they had
some really
kind of...
He really believes this.
Scientology
is a very evil, deceptive thing.
Hey, I had a mm-hmm. great past life vision of being in Atlantis and the whole thing. I mean, you know, the devil mm-hmm. will just feed us whatever pleases mm-hmm. us, you know, if it makes us happy. And so to just have an undiscerning imagination is really a dangerous thing. And it's an area we feel like we need to speak about these days.
And especially in regards to children.
Yes.
Because
children are
wide open, you know, and when parents just expose them to these things, you know, willy-nilly without any mm-hmm. Protection or, you know, like trying to warn them and say, be careful with this stuff. It's just like feeding poison to your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to just share a very frightening experience that, you know, that happened to me, that when I was, maybe 7 years old or something like that, mm-hmm. my mother took me to see Fantasia, you know, the Disney movie, and it was full of all sorts of pagan things, which, you know, I just liked. It was colorful and dancing mushrooms and all that. But then there was this part of it called the Devil on Bald Mountain. And it was done with this hideous devil appearing and dancing around the base of the mountain were these images that turned. Yeah, I looked at it, the movie, later, and the images were like, I don't want to be shocking, but naked women images dancing around the base of this Devil on Bald Mountain, and it just, you know, and I didn't, I just, it would struck me, but I just, you know, I thought, well, it's a movie, you know, and I went home. And then I had a nightmare that night of like a demon thing rising out of an elevator shaft and making me look at its tongue. And its tongue had skulls on it, which I later found a biblical passage that described something very similar. But that was a demon that came at me. And mm-hmm. I won't say I was possessed, but there was some way in which I was put into a great deal of bondage, and my whole life was in bondage anyway, but it was even intensified bondage.
It was only after he came to Christ that the Lord delivered him from that, you know, and yeah, I saw God do that.
What's fascinating is that for those of you listening, if you read The Glittering Web, a lot of what Linda and Rich are saying is embedded in that book. So even though it's fictional, a lot of what they're saying is embedded in that book, which is why I encourage everyone out there to pick up your copy of The Glittering Web, because it talks about the attraction of the New Age. It talks about these practices, these Eastern practices when it comes to the spiritual realm. It talks about these beings. It talks about how people use these things to make themselves feel better, how it is very self-centered and selfish, even though they would say, oh, no, we care about people, particularly because of the pantheistic underpinnings, too, you know, and the mm-hmm. nature-loving mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. I was about to say something, but I'm not going to go there because I was go to a whole other realm what we're talking about here. But what we're going to do is take a really
– go ahead.
Oh, so we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more with Rich and Linda and about their book, The Glittering Web, which is available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. So make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy today. Want to weigh in? Call in 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter, Parker J. Cole, hashtag PJC Show, with your questions and comments. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
As an author, you understand the devastation of someone plagiarizing your work, but what if someone stole your identity? Protect yourself and your family with identity theft protection. Services include credit monitoring, credit reports and scores from all three credit bureaus, Social Security number, emails, credit cards, bank account monitoring, and social media monitoring from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. For more information, call 248-525-7680.
If you are an author looking to gain visibility for your books, then authorshout.com is the place to go. We have a wide variety of affordable products and services to include a member zone that will help you get the word out about your books. Our team here at authorshout.com specializes in creating stunning digital products to include book banners, teaser videos, book trailers, book covers, and a whole lot more. So what are you waiting for? Stop by authorshout.com today and let our team connect you with a world of new readers.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers only to be told your themes are a bit too religious. We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction. Speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Parker J. Cole Show on WPJC 104.5. So very, very glad you are here with me today. We are talking to authors Linda and Rich Nathan about their book, The Glittering Web. But even more so, we're talking about the new age, which is growing rampant in our society in various guises. But just like the title suggests, it's a glittering web. And oftentimes, when you see the word web, you understand that a web is used to trap people and attract things. A spider uses a web to trap people. And what does a spider do when it traps, not people, but what does a spider do when it traps its prey? It devours them. And so we want you to be aware that New Age is a glittering web. It looks gorgeous. We've seen gorgeous designs of spider webs in the wild, and they show sometimes when the dew falls on them, they have rainbow lights coming at them, or sometimes you see like a web-like structure in ice and looks gorgeous. But at the end of the day, a web is simply a web. It's a device and an instrument used to trap someone, and that's what the New Age is. And it's quite bold for us to say that because we're just telling the truth. One thing about truth is that the truth will set you free. The truth always doesn't feel good, but it's necessary for you to live. But lies are very comfortable. They wrap us up in acid, but the acid tastes sweet. You know what I mean? So that's why Linda and Richard wrote this book, The Glittering Web. They did it through a fictional context. However, writing this book also heralds and lets you parallel their lives, how they came to Christ. But they did a nice little, what I thought was fantastic, sci-fi element to it, which I think you're going to love because the near future aspect to this book, The Glittering Web. So make sure you go online and pick up your copy of The Glittering Web today. And Rich and Linda, once again, thank you so much for being with us as we expand on this, because we've been talking about the New Age and talking about how deceptive it is and everything else I mentioned just now. And so one thing I've noticed in society is that the New Age becomes popular. Like, it'll wane and come back, all from, like, the 1800s when the Hindus were coming over here, with, you know, Hindus and their stuff was coming over here in the 1800s, and it just comes back in full force. Like, it comes in waves. Like, you had the 60s more predominant, you had the 60s, then you have the 80s, and then you had the early 2000s, now you have it coming again. So it kind of comes in waves of 10 to 15 years. And I was surprised, actually, because I realized two things. I'm getting old because I'm starting to see this. Be like, wow, this is happening again, you know. And different people come on board saying the exact same thing with just different words, but it's the same thing. And now with the digital era where we can have your guru on an app phone, which further isolates you. We're also about how people are isolate because of digital technology. But now you have, like, a guru on your app. You can have meditative things on your phone. So that constantly, just that web can just shrink more and more and continues to wrap its threads around people. So in your opinion, why do you think that this thing happens like that, in waves of popularity like that?
Well, we talked about that. We thought that was really interesting. We did notice, particularly it began in the 60s, for sure. I saw it again in the 80s. I remember I went to a big Christian writers retreat about 15 years ago, and there was a head of a major Christian publishing house there, and they used to publish a lot of stuff that warned against the New Age movement, and I was trying to, you know, promote our book at the time, and I was talking to the editor, acquisitions editor, and he said, oh, New Age, oh, that went out a long time ago. And I was flabbergasted. I said, no, it's become mainstream. It just has different names now, interspirituality, this or that. But I was shocked that he seemed fooled by that, and that they had quit actually publishing all those kinds of books. And so it's like a new generation has to re-encounter the movement again, like a mushroom that grows new mycelia and then makes another advance, you know, and spreads out through the ground. That's kind of what we were thinking when we were talking about this. And now it's coming on really full force because society, I would say Christian culture, is breaking down greatly in this society. So the soil is much more conducive to the spread of these what once were alien ideas.
Well, there's one other thing that I thought about when I read that part in your in the information you sent us, is that every 20 years or so is a new generation. And I think that, I mean, like, you know, that the attack comes and it hits one generation, then it hits a younger generation and an even younger, and right now it's little children are being schooled in evil. You know, it's actually happening. I mean, the stuff that's happening in the public schools and
cartoons too.
And, you know, it's almost unimaginable. And kids are growing up without a sense of right and wrong. You know, their heroes are immoral. I mean, you see a lot of stuff now on television, like the Arrow, you know, and Arrow has
the series,
bisexuality, homosexuality, you know, just. And you know, when the heroes are corrupt, that it creates this incredible tangle in a child's mind. You know, I mean, the heroes, I mean, it's stories have heroes. That's not a bad thing. But when the hero is embracing evil, that's just really, really destructive.
And that's because of the lack of objectivity, because one thing the New Age does is bring a lack of objectivity.
Yes.
Everything is subjective. And
yes.
I had this experience recently because one guy, good friend of mine, but he's falling into it. And so every once in a while when I have an opportunity to, I'll try to throw a stone in his pond, you know. So, like, one thing he said was he said, well, you create your reality or whatever, something. And everything
that
happens
one.
To you is a cause of you. And so I said, so if a young girl gets raped, was that what she did? Is that was that her
if
fault?
She's
you know.
Well, and that's
yeah.
what they say sometimes. Well, the woman wanted it.
Yeah, and
or
I
that
said
was her
that's
karma.
The case.
That was her karma.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's and like so it's her fault then. And he looked at me because he was stumped, and I was glad because he said, "Well, that's controversial."
Yeah.
I said, "It's not controversial. If either it's yes, she caused her own, she gets raped, or she didn't. You know, what is it?" And I said, "If it's wrong in one context, then it has to be wrong in other contexts." You know, and so I just every once in a while, you just got to throw a stone in the pond. You know what I mean? Just
yeah,
like,
good for you.
Yeah.
Well, the Bible says they will call good evil and evil good. You know, dark light and light dark. It is happening.
And that's what the New Age does. And that's what the New Age does. That's why you call this book the glittering web. And, like, I use the illustration because I've seen beautiful pictures of spider webs. I mean, I will kill a spider in a minute, but I've seen beautiful pictures of spider webs. And I saw the flies, both versions, the new one from the one from the 60s, I think, and the one from the 80s. I love both of them, you know. And when the guy turned to a fly and he's like, help me, and what did he do? He killed it. Kill it, you know. And so... but, yeah, I totally understand that. That's why I really resonated with the title, because those webs are gorgeous. They're really quite intricate, and they're highly designed, and they really have an aesthetic appeal. But at the end, it's just a trap because there's a spider waiting for you. I remember watching a nature video.
That's well said.
Yeah, a nature video. And in the nature video, this spider had built a web, and it was literally plucking the strings of its web to lure its prey, which is another spider. It was like, pluck, 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 pluck. And it wasn't even, I'm sorry, maybe I hate it back. The other spider had built the web, but another spider came and plucked the strings of it to lure the spider that had built the web. And then it killed the spider that built its web, you know. And so it's a tool to entrap you. And that's what the New Age
what
does.
What an image.
It sounds, New Age sounds so nice, you know, just be happy, you know, think positive thoughts, you know, you can create your reality if you do this. And mind you, and that's the thing about the New Age is that there are some bits of truth in there. I believe, you know, if you think positive, you know, you can think positive. There's nothing wrong with that on the outside, but guess what? There are bad days, and there's no way around it, okay? Sometimes the Bible says in this life you will have what?
Yeah, tribulation.
There's
a real tendency to be, there's a lot of idealism and glossing over reality in it.
You know, the thing is, well, the, one of the things that we were trying to do in the book, and we'll continue, you know, without giving away plots, is to show that no matter how terrible the deception is, how evil it is, God is triumphant.
Yeah. Yeah.
God will rescue.
Yes.
You know, God is not weak. You know.
Amen.
Yeah, we have, this is a series, actually. I mean, you were complaining because book one ended and there was no book two, but we're almost getting near done with book two, and actually it's a series of four. So,
I'm so glad to hear that, because I was sitting there like, this can't be it. I mean, I'm all for allegory, but don't end it like this, you know. And so I was just like very upset. But it's a delicious book for my readers out, for my listeners and readers out there. It's a delicious book. And what I really appreciated, one of the reviewers, and I have to remark about this, but one of the reviewers of the book said, well, they were uncomfortable because there was a number of New Age things and experiences that happened in the book.
I wasn't uncomfortable with it.
I just didn't understand it, you know. But why did you put those things in there? Yeah, one of the reviewers said there were some things that they didn't like because they had New Age experiences going. Cause I even said talk to you, I said there were some experiences I couldn't begin to relate to because I never had those experiences, you know. But I was thankful for that inclusion, because I know someone reading this book will be like, oh my gosh, that happened to me. I had that experience. Because one thing about the New Age is all about the subjective experience of other people, you know, or, mm-hmm. or what's happening, you know. And so I found that to be a good part of it. And when I was promoting it in different groups online, I was letting people know, hey, you know, it may have it, but this definitely has a Christian message to it. But it's important mm-hmm. for you to be aware of what the web looks like. You have to be aware
well,
of what
you
that
need
web
to
looks like.
Yeah, and when you see how evil is, you can get a better picture of how gloriously good God is in Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ. And I mean, you know, I'm not one for just focusing on the evil, but it was necessary in this book to show just a bit. I mean, we haven't even nearly plunged into what we could have, but our point was not to just inundate people with heavy stuff. It was to make a point, you know. So that's why
yeah.
we did what we did. And yeah, hey, I know there. And some of our Christian friends have said, "Oh, I really had to stop and pray at that point," you know.
Mm-hmm.
And said, well, good. Maybe that's what they needed to do, you know.
Well,
I didn't.
You know,
I'll be honest with you. I was all in. I was all in. Yeah,
it's wonderful.
Well, you know, just really briefly, you know, I've spent the last, well, let's say 25 years at working in mental institutions.
Yes.
And when you see what is going on and it's, I mean, and the amount of young people are,
yes,
are having to enter mental institutions, you know, in crisis is just escalating due to the, I would say mainly the marijuana. Because it is just, you know, I mean, we live on the West Coast and in Cannabisville, you know, it's everywhere, and people don't think it's bad, and these kids are coming in just you know, floridly psychotic as a description, and these aren't, you know, like street kids; these are college kids
and Christian kids.
Yeah, and it just, I mean, it is, you know, the book is not worse than the reality.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say that. I know you're coming to a close soon. And
well, we're having such a wonderful discussion about this because it's important that people understand just how bad the situation is. And the thing
yes.
about the new age is the fact that it really appeals to us because it is highly idealistic. You know,
mm-hmm.
all you have to do is be a good person. All you have to do is take life by the horns and create your reality. All you have
yeah.
to do is think positive. All you have to do is just come to peace within yourself. All you have to do is this. All you have to do, you know, that's all you have to do. And that's not all you have
yeah.
to do. But I said, trust
no.
in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways,
yes.
acknowledge him and what he shall direct thy path. And people go, well, I can't
yeah.
do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
you know, I
Amen.
Can't do that at all. you know. So that's what the Lord says. It's very different how the New Age will tell you you have to forge your own path. And the Lord says he will direct your path. And I'll be honest.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
We tend to be very, like the New Age really focuses on the experiences and, you know, the suddenness of things happening. Like Marsha Montenegro from Christian Answers for the New Age, she relates a story on one of her shows how she was in the forest looking for her spirit animal, and I think a bird flew over. She said, "There it is, my spirit animal." And so she
yeah,
said,
you look
that
at signs and omens.
Right.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, and the Lord says, you know, cast all your cares upon me because I care about you. And so he's letting us know we don't go through this life alone. With the New Age, essentially what you're doing is going at it alone. Or if you have a partner,
yeah.
it's that spirit guide that's just only going to lead you to destruction. And
that's
a lot of times
right.
with the spirit guides and the spirit animals and all this other kind of things, what they're doing is leading you astray. Even
yes.
if they seem helpful. And see, that's what
yes.
makes the New Age so murky, because the truth is embedded in the lie. You see what I'm
yes.
saying? So that's
yes.
why the glittering
Absolutely.
Web and all of its brilliance, to my listeners, the glittering web and all of its brilliance is what you want to read to truly understand how subversive this movement is, because it glitters. But like I said in the show, all that glitters is not gold. And I want gold. At the end of the day, what the Lord's going to give us? Crowns of jewels and gold. He's going to give it to us. He's not going to give us something that looks like gold that'll burn away as soon as you put it into the fire. He's going to give us gold. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to give us something we can
mm-hmm.
hold on to forever. in the
Amen.
New age, you never
Amen.
Hold on to it. You don't
yeah.
hold on to it. And that's why and the New Age is really very subtle about it. What were you going to say, Rich? I don't want to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Well, I just wanted to say this one thing, and Linda really wants to talk, but I would just say
go ahead.
That God is not weak. He's not only really there, he's really in charge, and he
mm-hmm.
is a savior from death and evil and corruption and delusion and everything else.
Amen. I couldn't agree more.
And he gives us new life, new eternal life.
Amen. I just want to
say,
Richard and I started out where most marriages would end, believe me. And God has kept us and brought us together and transformed us. And we've been married now 57 years. And
Amen.
It's like, and that
oh,
is
man.
Jesus. Let me tell you, I mean, if he can do that with two people like us, you know, sky's the limit.
Yeah.
You know what? I cannot imagine 57 years. I am so sorry.
Well, I couldn't
I am
either.
Not being weird. I am
big
not
numbers
being weird,
scare
I
me, but anyway. But he is.
Well,
he's just wonderful. He's a wonderful Lord, and yeah, it's worth hanging in there through any amount of spiritual battle about that. I just want to say one thing, Parker. We have a prequel out now to the book. I don't know if you know that. And
mm-hmm.
you can get a free copy of it at our website, theglitteringweb.com. So I just wanted to mention that. It's a short story version.
Mention
of
the terms and all that.
The terms? Oh, yeah. Well, we also have a glossary of the New Age. There's like over 60 terms on the website, same website. So people can just go and if you want to know that much about the New Age, there's a lot.
Well, and it's related to the book,
yeah.
the terms that we
used in
the book.
Book. Yeah. So.
And that's important, too, because New Age does put different terms into different meanings
yes.
to terms that we may find familiar. I did a show with Marsha Montenegro, again, and we talked about New Age terms, and that series of shows is called The Universe in Other Words. If you want to listen to that for our listeners out there, it's called The Universe in Other Words.
I think I did listen to that one.
Yeah, it's very helpful to point out that the New Agers are always changing terms to make it sound better than what it really
mm-hmm.
is.
And, yeah.
And make it sound more Christian.
Yeah, and that's the thing. See, that's what's so subtle about New Age is that it sounds you're kind of like, oh, that sounds okay because they're using terms that you're familiar with, but they pour their own
mm-hmm.
meanings into those terms. That's why
yes,
it's important
yes.
for you to be aware of these things. Some people just ignore
yes.
it. Like so many New Age things have entered the church, and I'm huge about yoga.
Yes.
What about by yoga? I'm like, Christians should not do yoga. That's as simple as it
I
is.
Agree.
But
I agree.
At the same time, I understand some Christians are like, well, it helps me, it benefits me. Okay, whatever. You don't have to listen to me. I'm not your salvation is not my domain. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that. But at the same time,
well, you know, physical
you realize,
exercises may be okay, but it's
mm-hmm.
the withdrawing of the senses from the physical world into kind of a trance state that really
yeah.
opens the door. That's I think the basis of the real problem. And those techniques can lead to deception very easily.
Yeah. And like Marcia said
yeah.
one time, she said, you don't need a technique to get to God. You don't need a technique to get
no,
to him.
No, you don't.
And
you
so,
don't need to repent.
You don't need a guru.
Yeah, you don't
mm-hmm.
need a guru. Yeah.
And I'll
yeah.
get in trouble for saying that. I have some wonderful Christian friends who do yoga, and they you know, they love it. And I say, I understand that. I'm not saying you're going to fall into an evil trap or anything like that. I'm not saying that. But at the same time, you have to be aware that it was used to get in contact with the spiritual realm. The exercise
yes.
came later. Because all they were doing was sitting there breathing. Like in Death of a Guru, he just sat there, and he went to a catatonic
yeah.
state for 8 years. And
yeah, he went into that trance state. Yeah,
yeah
that
for 8 years. He was there for 8 years.
Yeah.
He never came out. And so
I know.
That's what was happening. They were doing exercise because their bodies were atrophying. That's why I started doing it. And
mm-hmm.
I got that from Vishal Mangalwadi, who did the research and all this stuff. So I'm not
yes.
making it up. You know, I'm not making
no,
it up.
No,
so
I remember
I have to throw
that
in there. I have to throw that in there so our Christian brothers and sisters will know, hey, we love you still. We're not sitting up here, you know, burn and all
yeah.
this other kind of thing. We're not saying that. But,
you know,
most
of the New Testament was written to help new Christians and older Christians that they would not be deceived, you
mm-hmm.
know. And And it's really important because, you know, when you're born again, you're a baby. You got to,
yeah.
But you have to grow up. You don't stay a baby. You grow up. You grow in discernment of good and evil and things like that. And you need, you know, good teaching and good and you know, and good teachers of the Bible can help you. You know, also if they can show you how you can apply the Word of God to discern good from evil.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of famous Christian teachers who are teaching really bad stuff, who are teaching stuff that will bring them into bondage, you know, if they follow it. And I won't go into naming names at this point, but it's pretty scary stuff, you know, when you realize what these people are, like, dealing with, you know. I mean,
and that's exactly why it's important for us to do shows like this and to write books like that, because we need to know what's going on. We need to be aware of that. You know, we need to show that in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Because the reason why is because you have to understand that Satan comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. The Bible makes that very plain. So Jesus says, I come that you may have a life and have it more abundantly. And that means that even when you're having tribulations, he's going to bring good things out of that tribulation. I was telling my mom the other day, I said, it is a miracle how God can take something horrible and turn it into good. We can't do that. If we mess it up, it is messed up. But God can take something tragic and in that tragedy turn into something good. And you wonder, how can he do that? Something bad happened. I lost something. Something was taken from me. I was hurt. How can he take hurt and turn it into joy? That's how powerful God is. That's why Richmond says, God is not weak. It lets you know this is the God that we serve, the one who created everything out of nothing, who spoke things into existence. That's the God.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, that, and
amen.
And anything the New Age has will never be able to stand up to the God that can create everything out of nothing. Even the demons were created by God. You have to understand that. So even the demons and those beings were created by God. They are trying to fight against their creator. They cannot win. So anything that they're telling you is futile. And so that's what Glittering Web is about. We didn't get a chance to really talk about the book because we are really over time right now. We didn't get a chance to talk about the book. But I want my listeners out there to make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy of The Glittering Web today. You are definitely going to enjoy it. You're going to get an understanding of the New Age and how subtle it is. Plus, if you'd like a little hint of sci-fi, because it's not overly sci-fi, but if you'd like a little hint of sci-fi, it's also in there. Wonderful characters in the characters of Lauren and Eve, who are our, and I'm using this word very lightly, avatars of Rich and Linda. I'm using that very lightly. You know, their story, mirroring their story somewhat, except for the couple of scenes in there where I think, I don't know, Rich could do all that for real.
But we threw some fantasy stuff in there,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
But mirrors their stories, and you're going to enjoy it. Make sure you let Linda and Rich know what you thought about the book by leaving a review. Now, I gushed about the book, but I forgot to leave a review. I did leave a review a couple weeks ago, but I forgot to let them know. So I had did it. So make sure you leave a review. I keep telling you that when you leave a review, authors can breathe at night. Because what a review lets the author know is that they did what they said they were going to do. And if they didn't, they would like to know that too. So when they do their next book, they can probably address it. You never know what your review would do for an author. Hate it or love it, let them know. It's okay. We want your honest opinion. Now, Linda, you gave us your – Linda and Rich, you gave us your website earlier. Go ahead and give it to us again for our listeners out there.
Well, it's www.theglitteringweb.com. And there's a lot on there. There's a blog. There's a – the huge glossary, there's an insiders group that you can join. You can get a free copy of the prequel, and you can sign up for drawings, and you get we have a quarterly news e-zine that we send out. It's free, things like that. So let me see here what else we have. There's quite a bit. There's an author video on there. There's an about page with photos of us back in our spiritualist church days, if you're interested in that sort of thing. And we have a new blog article called When Fantasy Becomes the Voice of Faith, How Edgy Christian Fiction is Transforming Today's Church. And I think that's a really timely article. And so anyway, there's a drawing for a free Kindle coming up, and we really would love to get to know the people that read our books, and we'd love to hear from you. So we have a question and answer section in our e-zine. You can send us your questions, you know, like why you liked something or didn't like something of the book, or why did we do it this way, or what does this mean about the New Age? We always have a section about, you know, just to try to inform people more about what the New Age is and what current heresies are and that sort of thing. So we also have a Facebook page. Just look for The Glittering Web on the Facebook and on Pinterest. And then I have another page, Christians and Pot, and that's about following the battle for about Christians and marijuana. And that's another. It's an interrelated topic. We are forming a universe of our books. We've got about 6 novels overall. Not all of them are finished yet, but we've been working for the last 25 years writing these novels, and the Lord has finally said it's time to start getting them out there. So the second book is going to have a surprise element, a lead-in to that universe, and I'm not going to give that away at this point. You just have to read it. And we are also working on forming our own publishing house. So that's kind of our thing. We have about 6 thrillers waiting for you. So we hope people will not only enjoy the stories, but will really learn from them too.
I'm so glad you're doing that. Readers love inter-universe stories. I mean, who doesn't? You know, I'm a Trekkie, so I love Trekkie.
Yes,
so
right.
I refuse to watch Discovery. A friend of mine was like, you need to watch it. I'm like, I'm not watching it. He's like, no, it's really good, Parker. I said, I will hold out to the end of time before I watch Discovery. So I totally get the whole inter-universe thing. Readers love that type of thing. I'm very glad to see that you're going to interwove those stories and keep us in that universe. That's really, really a great marketing tool for authors out there, for those listening in. Now,
yeah,
Linda and Rich, we're getting close to the end of our show. We're already over time, so I guess we're not at the end. We're over time. But I want you to give us your final thoughts, and then either you can just pray for us at the end, just pray for those who are caught in the New Age, those who are contemplating it, those who may be caught up in the deception. So give us your final thoughts, and then either you can pray for us if you're ready to end our show.
Okay. Well, I will pray, Lord, take this book and this program and Parker's ministry and our ministries and all the other people who are working to serve you, Lord, and that we glorify you, who are our Lord and Savior, and that you are going forth in this time. You are not in a panic. You are on the throne. And I thank you for your rescue of many who are caught in the snares of the devil, the world, the flesh, and the devil, Lord. Thank you that that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And Linda, do you want to pray?
Well, I just say amen, Lord. Thank you that even though the battle is very real and intense, you are the Savior, and you are sovereign over it all, Lord. I just pray that you will rescue many souls out of it, and that you will use Parker's ministry to be very effective for you, Lord. Thank you for her and her heart that loves you so much and loves the truth. And I just pray, that scripture, Lord, when evil comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard. and that you will raise up many, many standards in this day. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you both for praying for us and giving us just your time here. We'd love to have you back, because your other book that's going to make people either scratch their heads or their foreheads is the one about marijuana and the cross. And because marijuana use is becoming so accepted, that's going to be another show for another time. So we'll be in contact later on for that one. So Linda and Richard, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you,
Parker. We cannot wait to have you back and have you back real soon.
Anytime, just let us know.
Yeah,
God bless you.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, it's a joy to talk to somebody who really understands these things and is doing something about it. So we'll keep you in our prayers, and thank you so much.
And your sister.
And we were talking today to Richard and Linda Nathan. They are the authors of the book, The Glittering Web, available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. One thing I definitely enjoyed about this interview was this Linda and Richard's complete transparency about the dangers of the New Age. You all know I've had Marcia Montenegro on the show from Christian Answers from the New Age, but it's so nice to see Marcia, who I've always had on the show because she's been my go-to for such a long time, to have her thoughts also mirror people who are also in the New Age. This is how dangerous the New Age is. And I'm saying that unequivocally, unashamedly. It is dangerous because it is subtle, because it glitters. It's not gold, though. God has real gold for you. He has real life and abundance for you. And that's why when you read The Glittering Web, as you follow our characters of Lauren and Eve and follow that, knowing that, hey, this, even though these are fictional characters, it mirrors the thoughts, it mirrors the experience that Linda and Richard had while they were caught in this glittering web. Are you caught in the glittering web? Do you really think your spirit guide has the answers? Do you think your spiritual animal has the answers? Do you think all you have to do is speak the words and create your reality? But the Lord says, I come that you may have life. I come that you may have it more abundantly. He says, cast all your cares upon me. The Lord wants to take control of your life, because you know what? You can't do it. You can't control anything. But if you trust in the one who created you, guess what? He's going to lead you down the path he wants you to follow, because anything he has is going to be so much better than what you can get in the New Age. And I hope that Linda and Richard's prayer touches you much better than the glittering web. Thank you so much for this edition of the Parker J. Cole Show. You have a wonderful, absolutely glorious, blessed day, and God bless.